Why Should Extroverts Make All the Money? By Frederica J. Balzano, Ph.D., with Marsha Boone Kelly. The book is subtitled Networking Made Easy for the Introvert. Dedication. To Tracy Joanne, and in memory of Christopher and Jerry Jr. Acknowledgements. To Sandy Carroll, a researcher extraordinaire, to everyone at NTC Contemporary Publishing, especially Carol Avert, to Mark Taylor, who saw the big picture when he read the proposal, and to Agnes Birnbaum, my literary agent, who suggested this book. For all of her nurturing and attentiveness during the long months, I offer my heartfelt thanks. Introduction. Frequently, introverts are untapped gold mines of creativity, offering many contributions but often waiting to be recognized, especially in the workplace, which is the general focus of this book. Why Should Extroverts Make All the Money speaks to the millions of introverted people who have too often been dismissed as shy, a different personality trait that will be discussed later, passive, arrogant, or just uninterested in whatever is happening around them. Actually, introverts rarely fit these categories. But for introverts in the workplace, it's more important than ever to recognize others' perceptions of their behavior. One reason is because the old idea of remaining with one company for a lifetime, then retiring with the proverbial gold watch and comfortable pension is just that, old. Corporate downsizing has been the trend in the 1990s. During the decade, we saw Ma Bell, AT&T, severely cut its middle management staff. Big Blue, IBM, also dismissed workers by the thousands and sold its corporate headquarters. This has become the norm.